Okay, I'm gonna have to mark that off because it says on here returning and exchanges. And before, when I would call them, they would ask when they're gonna, they would ask the tech when they're gonna return it back. And she was saying that she didn't need it, but it wasn't about the trip charge, it's just about the return. But she said you didn't need one. You hear
Oh,
me?
I didn't need a brief like that.
Yeah, that's what she was saying, but it has it on the list. People need to make up their mind what, I mean, really.
Yeah.
Okay, trip charge
And
for
also,
this.
I was going to say that I think I accidentally completed it out. And how do I change that?
I can't do anything for that. I can send it to the regional and ask them to probably change, but we can't change it here.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. I'll send an email to them. Let me put the trip charge on here. I got to talk to the customer and make sure that you didn't, you know, that it didn't happen. So hold on just a second. 1620. I put your date. I remember that much. Hey, let me call the customer and then I'm going to copy this over to an email. And I asked regional, you said you, well, I can't see it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, you did complete it out. Need to put it in pen and client reschedule, don't they? Pen and client reschedule. All right, I've put it in a note to them and asked them to change it. Hold on just a second. If they can change it, I don't know if they can change something that's completed. Somebody gonna send it to the cabinet, returning item to the store. Sent an email to regional. The change, the complete out service to pending client reschedule. Okay. Copy.
Yeah.
All right, now mail new paste. All right, I'll be right back. They're gonna ask me. I talk to the customer. Just hold.